Hello, everyone. This is Kim McLaughlin. Welcome to another Ending Emotional Eating community call. I am really always excited that we're here together talking about some really, really important information. And so let's get started. As I said, this is Kim McLaughlin, and I am at www.feedyoursoulunlimited.com, and I help people feed their souls and nourish their bodies. Today is a really great call. I am continuing from last month where we had a call about self-care, and this is more really pretty juicy stuff about how to take care of yourself in a better way. And lots of great information, great takeaways, things for you to try. So let's get started. Today we're in listen-only mode, and so I won't be taking any questions. I hope in our future calls that we'll be able to take questions on the call. But for today, we're just in listen-only mode, so really just sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and we will get started. Each call, I love to walk us through a relaxation technique, and so we're going to start today, just like we always do. I find it's actually one of the best ways to help us move from emotional eating into more healthy eating and more of a more positive way to look at ourselves and a way to take time to slow down, get in touch with our bodies. So right now, I invite you to close your eyes. If you're not, as long as you're not listening to this while you're driving, but close your eyes and really get comfortable in your seat. And if you so choose, put your hands on your thighs, kind of palms up, just in kind of a relaxed mode. Put your feet on the floor if you so choose. Sometimes I actually like to have my feet up, but whatever feels comfortable for you is the right way to go. So what I want you to do is to, as your eyes are closed, if you feel comfortable with that, take a really deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, breathing out all that air. Try it again. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just feel that relaxation kind of wash over your body. And today we're going to start at the top of our body, at the crown of your head. And I want you to breathe into that center of your body way at the top of your head, and just breathe in and breathe out relaxation. In and breathe out relaxation. Now focus on your face, your eyes, your mouth. Breathing in and breathing out any tension to really feel that relaxation. Breathe in to your shoulders. Actually, let's go for your right shoulder. Right shoulder, right side of your body. Breathe in and breathe out relaxation. Just feeling yourself sink into being relaxed. Do that with the right side of your hip, your right thigh, your right calf, your right foot. Breathing in, breathing out, and just feel that relaxation on that right side of your body. And then moving over to the left side. Look over the left hip, left thigh, left calf, and breathe in. And breathe out. Let go all the tension and feeling relaxation on that left side. Go up to your right or your left side. your side, your arm. And breathing out, relaxation. Going up a little further to your left arm, forearm, hand. And breathing out, relaxation. Just feel yourself as you're, just a second. And feel yourself as you're feeling more and more relaxed. Moving across those shoulders to your right arm. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxation. Moving back up to your head. Let's go to the back of the head this time. Back of the neck, back of the head, breathing in. And breathing out, relaxation. Breathing out any tension. Feeling yourself feeling lighter and lighter. As we move back to the top of our head, breathing in and breathing out. And I invite you to come back into your body and just feel yourself feeling more and more relaxed. Opening your eyes and feeling yourself in your body. I think this is one of the best ways to start when we're looking at emotional eating is to really get back in touch with our body, because a lot of what emotional eating is about being out of touch with our body. So what I want is us to think about something. And what I've been hearing lately is a lot of people talking about hatred of their body. They tell me, they quote, they say, I hate my body. And I hear them talk, and they talk about feeling that way for years and years and years. Many of them have actually felt this way, and many of you might have felt this way since childhood, that you hate your body, that you hate how it feels, that you hate how it looks, that it doesn't go what you want it to do. It's heavier than you want it to be. And I know that's a deep pain many of us feel, many, many of us. And I'm wondering if that's resonating with you right now as I'm talking about how you feel about your body, and do you claim the words hate? Do you hate your body? Do you dislike it? Do you disown it? Keep hoping and praying and wishing that it looked different? What happens is when we feel that kind of feeling towards our body, it's really kind of a multi-layered problem. And it came to us through many, many different ways. And I wonder, as you were going through that meditation, if you're feeling any, or if you were thinking any thoughts about, as we were going through the body, like, I want to disown my thighs, I want to disown my leg, I want to disown my buttocks or my breast or my whatever part of your body that you think doesn't look the way it should look. And I'd invite you right now to scan your body and just kind of scan your body and consider the parts maybe of your body that you've disowned, that you feel hatred towards, or you complain about, or you refuse to look at, or you tell other people how much you don't like it. And just really consider that you've taken on a negative thought about your body. And we've gotten it from somewhere. We weren't born this way. We weren't born to dislike our body. And consider where you got your negativity about your body from. Maybe from your family, things that were said to you, siblings, parents, grandparents, maybe well-meaning people wanting you to get better in their eyes, lose weight in their eyes. Maybe doctors have said things to you, told you you have to lose weight, told you you're too fat. Weight loss clinics definitely have said that we just don't look good the way we are and that we need to change. Also, friends might say negative things to us, maybe meaning well, maybe not, but they say negative things to us about our bodies. Maybe they even say negative things about their own body, and then we kind of chime in and get into kind of a negative fest about our bodies. There's also this thing that happens, the negativity in our body can also come from the things that we say in our head, these kind of negative things that we've said to us, kind of negative mental chatter that we've said to us for a long time. And what happens is we begin to believe it, and we begin to believe that negative talk, partly because we hear it so often. And we kind of end up owning it as our own, these thoughts that go on and on and on. We own it as just that's how we're supposed to feel about our bodies, that we're supposed to feel negative. You know, and I, too, I was thinking as I was, you know, thinking about this call that I struggle on and off with thoughts about my body. And I sometimes don't want to look at myself in the mirror. I sometimes say negative things. I sometimes have these thoughts. It's something that I work on, just like everybody else. I hope after you get off this call that you'll start working on this and looking at this in a little different way. So are you like me? Have you had some thoughts in of your body that are negative that you kind of bought into, thinking about how a body should look and what you should look like? And I want you to know the rest of this call is about how we can stop this, how we can end this negativity. But first, before we get to that, I want to let you know that this talk may bring up feelings for you, feelings of sadness, concern, isolation, worry, disgust, guilt. And, you know, when we talk about our bodies, it really makes us kind of hone into what do we really think about ourselves and what do we really think about this kind of body that we walk around with every day, all day long. So I just want you to know that at the end I'm going to have a free offer for those of you that are interested. At the end of the call, I offer a free breakthrough session for free with me on the phone to help you out to look further at this negativity that you might have towards your body. So let's get on and get to some way, tips and techniques that help you move through this negativity about your body. So first, in order to move through this, what we have to do is we have to notice. The first thing always, you have to notice that you're doing it. Notice that there's any negativity. That's why I went so long in the beginning about considering what your negative thoughts might be towards yourself, towards your body. So first we have to notice it and acknowledge that it's the problem. And I want you to really consider that it's not in your best interest to hold these negative thoughts about your body and to say these negative things about your body, that it really doesn't get you where you want to go, and the negativity will not help you end emotional eating. It won't. What helps you end emotional eating is having a more positive outlook on your body and a more positive outlook on your life. So what happens is after you notice negative talk about your body, I want you to start with the positive. We talked about this a lot last month in the call about changing our mind and changing our thoughts. And so what happens is when we start having these positive thoughts, they end up crowding out those negative thoughts. And crowding them out means they start to go away. It means the negativity gets less and less and less. And I am a firm believer in this. I have seen it happen in my life. I've seen it happen in other people's lives where once we notice the negative thoughts, to start transforming and having positive thoughts, positive truthful thoughts, positive things that we can say about ourselves, so that we can begin to feel better about themselves. It really, really works. So I want you to consider right now, what can be something positive you can say right now about yourself? I'd love it. It would be something that you can think of that's positive about your body, but that doesn't always come first. What might come first is something a little different. And one of mine that I told you last month on the call is that I like my positive affirmation is I am. It always starts with I am. And my current one that I really like is I am kind. And I really focus on, by saying that to myself, I am kind, I focus on being kinder. And that means being kinder to myself, kinder to my body, kinder to other people, kinder about food, all those things. I am kind. And what happens in the end is that this ends up making me feel better about myself. And that's what this is really all about. I want to feel better about myself. So consider for yourself, what might be something positive you could say to yourself right now? I am kind. I am loved. I am healthy. I am thoughtful. What is something positive you can start putting in to your mind that starts transforming that negative thought, those negatives, that negative self-talk about your body, and transforming it into something positive in order to crowd out all those negative thoughts? Just consider it, and I really hope, if you can't come up with right now, that you spend a little time after this call considering what might be your positive statement. And it could be, I like my body the way it is. My body is healthy and happy. My body helps me get where I need to go. Anything that feels like a positive that you really can own as being yours. Once again, this helps you feel good about yourself. So what can happen is saying these negative, or I'm sorry, saying positive things to yourself, transforming the negative into the positive, might be hard to do at first. And I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that you might be saying, but Kim, it's not true. But Kim, my body isn't healthy. But Kim, my body doesn't look the way I want it to look. But Kim, I don't like the way I look. And I get it. I get that that is what your head's saying right now, and that it's really hard to get out of that negativity. But remember, a key to ending emotional eating is to get into that more positive groove. So I have a tip for you. One of the things you can do it right now, is get out a piece of paper and start writing down all the negative thoughts, all the negative things you say about your body. Write them all down, as many as it takes. Don't worry about punctuation. Don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about anything. Just write it down. Get it out of your head. Get it onto the paper. Okay? Out of your head, onto the paper, all the negative things you say about your body, all the negative thoughts you have, all the things maybe you've heard from other people that you kind of still hear in your head, write it down. And then rip it up. Rip it up, throw it away, get it out. I like to rip mine into really small little pieces, really small little pieces so they can't be put back together. And I put it in the trash, and I get rid of it. It really helps because it begins to move those negative thoughts out of your head so that there aren't as many of them swimming around. Do this as many times as necessary throughout the day when these thoughts throw up. I like to do it first thing in the morning. I like to do it when I'm struggling. I like to do it to get it out. So it might be that anytime you're feeling those, hearing those negative thoughts, write it down, rip it up, throw it away. And what will happen over time is you'll begin to not say those things as much anymore to yourself. They won't come as often. They won't come as easy. You won't believe them because you're letting them go. Let them go as often as possible. It's powerful, and it works. And what happens is that letting go of these negative thoughts about your body, propels you forward into getting into a positive groove. And that's what you want, is you want to move out of that negative, get into that positive groove. this tip works. Really simple, really easy. Write them down, rip them up, throw it away. So another tip that you can use right now, I'm sorry, not right now, tomorrow, is to focus on the morning and how you wake up and what is your vision for your day. I love that time of the morning. I talk about it often with clients about how I just love that morning kind of right as we're waking. And it's a powerful time to imprint in your head what you believe and what you want to see for yourself. And I think it's a great time to vision for yourself and your body. I'm not talking about, you know, seeing yourself 100 pounds lighter or 50 pounds lighter, whatever that might be. But what's a realistic vision that you could hold for yourself for that day? What is a realistic vision for that day that you could hold for yourself? It might be you see your body healthy that day, and that could be walking around the block. You could see your body as beautiful that day for the day and wearing some pretty jewelry, wearing a cute outfit that makes you feel beautiful. It could be you vision for yourself some flexibility. And so maybe do a few stretches just to feel that flexible body. It could be you see for your body a positive outlook. And that means seeing your body as beautiful just the way that it is, with anything, with everything being just okay, and it's okay the way that it is. It's a really positive, powerful way to start your day, because then any time you might have some negativity and say things negative about your body throughout the day, you can come back to that vision that you saw first thing in the morning. That vision for health, that vision for strength, that vision for beauty, that vision for your body of being just fine, absolutely fine, just the way it is. And what will happen is, my experience is that I begin to feel peaceful and joyful as I reconnect with that morning vision for myself. And any negative self-talk, any negative thoughts about my body tend to kind of go away. It's really good. It takes consciousness, mindfulness. It takes attention. And once you start doing it over and over again, your attention then goes to that, about what was your positive vision for the day. And you own it, and you know it's true for you. And just see yourself as being fine, just the way you are. What happens is that the more we see ourselves as being fine, our body is okay the way it is right now, the more we can move into how we'd like it to be in the future. And that might be stronger or healthier or lower in size. But seeing it now as being okay gets you to tomorrow, where it will start to reflect what you see even more and even more. And what we know is that this positive progression is what will move you out of overeating. So I want you to really consider today the things that we've talked about your body. You might want to journal about it. You might want to journal about how you really feel about your body and whether maybe you don't believe what I'm saying right now, and write it down. Rip it up. Give it away. Notice the negativity and notice how you can let it go. Find something positive to say and own that. This is the key to helping you end overeating. The last thing I want to leave you with is my offer again. For any of you that haven't taken me up on it, I really hope you take me up on it today and that you respond to my email. I'll send you out an email a little later about the call and with a link to listen to this again. And I encourage you to listen to it again and do the activities we talked about. Do all the activities we talked about. It will be powerful for you. I'd love to hear what happens. I'd love to hear how it works for you. I'd also love for you to click the link on the email that says that you'd like to come for a free breakthrough session. And what we'll do is we'll talk more about your body, talk more about what's going on, seeing what more you can do to begin to feel even better about your body. It's a free breakthrough call. It's 50 minutes. We schedule it on your time, my time, so that it works for everybody. It's over the phone. Did I say that part? That makes it really easy so that, you know, you don't have to. So you can be wherever you are and we can do that. I encourage you to do that. I want you to know that I believe in you. I want you to know that it is doable. You can end overeating. You can end emotional eating. I know it's possible. I know it's doable, and all it takes is a little help, encouragement, and a little direction to help you get on that road. And I hope you'll take me up on my offer for a free breakthrough strategy session. We are having these calls once a month, and I don't know what time for this next date. The next day will be the second. I'm doing them on the second Monday of every month. So it will be the second Monday of the month, and that will be April the 11th. So it will be April the 11th at 12 o'clock Pacific time. You need to sign up each time separately. So sign up if you want to come next time for the call. I would love to have you. Every month is a different information, different call. If you're not able to be on the call, you can get the link to listen to it, download it, listen to it as much as possible. I am super excited that you chose to be on this call with me today and that you're really looking to move your life forward and end emotional eating. So I'm going to say goodbye for today. And I want you to remember to feed your soul and nourish your body. Have a great day. This is Kim McLaughlin, and I look forward to talking to you later. Bye-bye.